Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for two reasons. One, because you know we love Little Red Riding Hood stories. We've done a bunch of them. It's possibly my favorite fairy tale. But it also has been brought to my attention that there was a Jewish holiday this week called Yom Kippur. And we try to do books for as many stories as we possibly can, for as many holidays as we can. We try to do stories, and I don't think I've ever done one for this one, and I think I should. So today's story is called Big Bad Wolf's Yom Kippur by David Sharon, illustrated by Martin Moran, and it is read today by Mommy and
Fuzzy.
Oh, hi, Fuzzy.
Fuzzy.
Well, scoot in here, Fuzzy. Let's have Fuzzy. A story, shall we?
Fuzzy.
You ready?
Fuzzy.
Are you ready?
Fuzzy.
Is that what you say when you mean yes?
Fuzzy.
Okay.
That's the only thing Fuzzy can say.
It's a good word. Let's tell the story. It was a regular morning for the big bad wolf. Time to get ready for a full day of bad. He heard a knock at the door. Perhaps it was a grandmother. He could cross one thing off his list while having her for breakfast. But it was a raccoon.
Wolf, I'm sorry for rummaging through your garbage.
I don't want my garbage anyway, Wolf grumbled. What's gotten into you?
It's Yom Kippur, so I'm asking for forgiveness,
Raccoon said.
I'm also going to synagogue. Why don't you join me?
Seeing all his neighbors in one place wasn't a terrible idea. It would be like a lunch buffet for a big hungry wolf. At the synagogue, everyone was surprised to see Wolf, and a bit nervous. But Rabbi Dov gave him a big bear hug, which is not hard to do because he's a bear, right?
Shana Tova, Wolf. What a joy to see you here.
This hug feels cozy,
thought Wolf. But then he remembered, the big bad wolf doesn't like hugs. Cantor Zipporah led the animals in song, her chirps floating into the air like butterflies, because she's a singer, right? She's a bird. A songbird.
Wolf almost howled along, but then he remembered a big bad wolf doesn't sing.
And that's what a cantor, by the way, is, a person who sings. Okay. Rabbi Dov talked about how the leaves change color each fall and how everyone in the forest could also become a little better and brighter. Wrapped up in a peaceful moment, Wolf wondered, could I become better and brighter? And then he remembered, a big bad wolf doesn't change. So after services, he walked through the forest toward home, lone. As always. And then he saw a little girl in a red riding hood.
Where are you off to, little girl?
My granny isn't feeling well, so I'm bringing her an apple cake,
Little Red Riding Hood said.
But I can't find her cottage.
Wolf could snatch the yummy treat and run. Even better, he could race ahead and devour that helpless granny. His eyes widened and he licked his lips.
Oh my, what big teeth you have,
Little Red Riding Hood said. Wolf grabbed the apple cake, but before he could wolf it down, it slipped from his paws.
Oh no,
said Little Red Riding Hood. He noticed the way her red hood matched the autumn leaves. Wolf felt his belly twist
and turn, and it wasn't even from hunger. He almost said, "Sorry." But he knew a big bad wolf doesn't say sorry.
"I know the cottage,"
he said instead.
"I'll take you there."
At the cottage, Granny gave Little Red Riding Hood a kiss.
"Mama, like you, Brat Wolf. How nice to have another guest."
And then she wrapped him in a hug as tight as an apple strudel. And that reminded Wolf of the warm apple cake he had dropped. Which really wasn't very nice of him, was it?
"We'll make you something to eat,"
he said.
"Oh, I don't eat on Yom Kippur," said Granny. "I'm fasting."
"If you're sick, you have to eat,"
insisted Little Red Riding Hood.
"Even on Yom Kippur."
So Wolf and Little Red Riding Hood served Granny from a steaming pot of soup. And while she ate, Wolf's tummy growled. But he wanted to leave every drop for the sick Granny.
"Come back anytime," she said.
Wolf felt a strange warmth in his chest and a funny beat in his heart. On his way home, Wolf noticed three houses, one of straw, one of sticks, and one of brick. He also saw a potential three-course meal. His mouth began to water. The sunlight glinted off his sharp white teeth. He may have been a bad wolf, but he was a careful brusher. Are you a careful brusher? Do you brush your teeth really carefully?
Fuzzy.
Yeah. The plump, juicy owners raced inside and slammed the doors. And in the pictures, we can see those three little pigs. But just then, the wind blew a flurry of leaves around the straw house. The walls began to sway.
Little pig, let me in," called Wolf.
"Not by the hairs on my chinny chin chin,"
the little pig yelled.
"I'm just worried about your house,"
Wolf said.
"It'll blow over in the lightest storm."
And he showed her. Wolf huffed and puffed, and the straw house swayed back and forth. And then he told Little Pig how to pack the straw into tight bales to make the house sturdier.
"What? Let's see about this stick house,"
Wolf said. And he huffed and puffed, and the house began to sway.
"You should use thicker wood,"
Wolf recommended. And then he huffed and he puffed at the brick house, which didn't sway one inch. This house would be just fine.
"Thank you for your help,"
squeaked the three little pigs, and Wolf felt his heart beating in that funny way again.
"I need to see a doctor,"
he thought. "I cannot believe what he's doing."
Fuzzy.
As he walked home, his belly howled as if there were a full moon.
"The rabbi got it all wrong,"
he thought. A wolf couldn't change. He was alone, thinking about food as always. A shofar blasted in the distance. Yom Kippur was over. Do you know what a shofar is? It's a horn. And then he heard a knock.
"Shana Tova,"
squealed the three little pigs.
"You were such a great helper and cooking partner,"
Little Red Riding Hood added.
"I'm sorry for slamming the door on you, Raccoon, and for taking your apple cake, Little Red, and for scaring you, Little Piggies."
"We forgive you, my friend,"
said Raccoon. Helper, partner, friend. Thinking about those words made Wolf's heart flutter and his chest get warm again, but this time he didn't mind at all. He knew this was exactly how a big bad wolf should feel on Yom Kippur. And in the picture, we can see what they are doing. They're having a wonderful feast. All of his friends that he made through the day have brought him treats. Looks like dumplings and cakes and meatballs and bagels and all kinds of yummy things to eat. Yom Kippur is part of the Jewish tradition of taking a day to fast. You don't, which means you don't eat anything, but instead you focus on praying and you focus on serving your community. And well, you just don't. A lot of religions don't. They take time to fast. There's fasting in Christianity. There's fasting in Islam. There's fasting in Hinduism. There's fasting in Buddhism. There's a lot of different ways that you can fast. And it's just interesting to know what everybody does and why they do it. So anyways, they also celebrate, and this is one religion doing just that. So for any of our friends out there who had the celebration of Yom Kippur, we want to say we hope that you guys enjoyed your celebration. And that, our dear friends, is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.